The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Hello, and welcome to Brad Sessmatt's Football AZ. I am Eliav Gabay, and this show is brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That's Desert Financial Credit Union. We're here at the National Football Foundation Luncheon, Bill Riddle Chapter, where we honored high school football and flag football players across the state, also distinguished Arizonans. Here with Liberty's Connor Martinez, Campo Verde, flag football star Izzy Tapp, Westwood linebacker Dax Clark, Desert Mountain center Jaden Berger, Sun Devil CJ Fight. CJ, how cool is it to be here for an event like this?
Yeah, it's a blessing just to walk through, to see the names that have been here, walk through the posters, see who all's been here. It's a blessing to be recognized here, to be here. Just like I said, God is good, so I appreciate it.
It's amazing, and the way we're being treated is just amazing. It's like real high class, and I'm having so much fun. It's really cool to be just a part of this experience today.
I'm super excited. I've never done anything like this before, and it's a first for our school in a long time, so very humbled to be here.
It's amazing. I mean, I've been so excited for this day coming up. It's been a spot on the calendar, but just being here, it's amazing seeing all these guys, all the people.
We've got so much to celebrate. What does it mean to you to be here with your family and just in this moment?
I'm very grateful to be here, and it's just an incredible thing to see how many people achieve this award with me.
And I know you care about academics in a big way. How important is it to recognize these student athletes in high school?
I mean, it's just like just showing them that what they're doing is not going unnoticed. I think sometimes people kind of think like the academics can get overlooked, but once you give them something to look forward to, something like that, like a feeling they accomplished something, especially in a building like this.
Arizona is on the come up of high school football, and I think it's very cool to show around all of the state, the student athletes that are exceeding very well.
It just makes me like feel very proud to see that it's an upcoming sport and how other people are being recognized for the great achievements they also.
And a lot of people are recognized for athletic reasons, which they should be, as you and a lot of these honorees are, but isn't it cool when the work in the classroom gets recognized too?
Absolutely, yeah, no, like people think it's just all about on the field, but you know, what our coaches just talk about all the time is it starts in the classroom. I mean, you're not playing on the field if you're not eligible. Definitely starts in the classroom.
And when you think about your work ethic, how has it developed over the course of your high school career?
I mean, just time. Like, as time's gone on, I mean, our coaches have been an amazing support for me and helping me push and be better as far as my work ethic in the class and on the field.
Being here with your parents, you also got DJ Foster, you know, you got your Sun Devil family that's here supporting you. How much fun is this for you?
Oh, it's fun. You know, this shows like our organization and how we do things in general. People come to sport. It's all about family. My family's here, whether it's my parents or the coaches or people who's around the building. Family is family, and they support. And that's what Sun Devils do. We show support, we show love, and we're a true family.
Now, if we were talking to freshman Connor right now, I'm going to take you back. What would he say, and then what would you tell him?
He would not believe me, no matter what. I probably didn't think he was going to play football this long, but he put his head down and worked, and here I am.
I know you're a punter. What is the art of punting for you?
It's just the consistency, being able to stay out of your head, and some people say like it's the hardest thing. It's really, if you're confident and you know what you're doing, you trust your craft, you stay consistent, that's all that matters.
Freshman year, Izzy. Okay, yeah, we all get squeamish talking about our younger selves, but what do you think she would say, and what would you say to her?
I say stay the course. Lean on who you love, and just keep your head down and keep working. It worked out for me, and I wouldn't change a thing. I told my mom this, I would not change a thing at all. I love the people I've been surrounded by, and I've been so blessed to just be on this journey and to watch girls flag football blossom from a club sport where we went to an 8 our first season to a state championship my sophomore and senior year, and I'm so lucky.
I don't think she would be expecting that I'd be playing flag football, but I think she'd be very proud and just amazed by everything that she's accomplished.
And what memories start coming back for you?
What memories? Working in the classroom And on the football field, I mean, this is just a great reward from all the work that I put in from doing those things and all these people here.
What memories come flashing back as you stand here now?
Yeah, having two state championships is pretty cool, but it's more the times on the bus that I remember, the stupid talks we have in our film room that just I all remember until I'm like 80 years old. But the wins I forget, but it's that those moments with my girls that stand forever.
And you've had some good players to look up to as well throughout the years and play with throughout the years. Obviously, one of those players you've been with and one of your teammates is Sine Tenge, who committed to ASU. What have the conversations been like with him, and what's that brotherhood like?
Absolutely, yeah, my boy Sine. I mean, we've been best friends since like freshman year, and we went to elementary school together, junior high. I mean, we've just been real close. We travel together, we do all the things, and he's just a real good friend. He's a real good person to look up to. Great guy.
And what conversations have y'all had about just success achieving in football and in life?
That's a good question. I mean, we're super honest with each other. I mean, he's seen a lot of success. I've seen some success as well, but you know, we just help build off each other, help better each other.
I know you're gearing up for the season. How excited are you?
I'm excited. I'm excited about this year, what this year holds. We got a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys. I'm excited how we gel together. We're doing, like, the guys are doing so well right now during spring ball. Actually, today is our open practice for pretty much our spring game. I had the fan fest yesterday. It's been fun, so it's coming to an end, but we're ready to get going and get to the season.
What tools have you working on? What's in the toolkit this year?
Leadership.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main thing I'm trying to work on. Obviously football, but I'm trying to work on my leadership skills, make sure I do what I can to help the team. So, yeah.
All right, you can be honest with me. Has the group chat been tough on you for that free throw at the Suns? Were they tough on you? Because, you know, it's not easy. It's not. It's harder than it looks out there.
100%. I think I'm in four group chats, and every group chat has something to say. Once my coaches, without my coaches, everybody. My family group chat,
oh my God.
Everybody was on me. Yeah, I don't know how long until I live that one down.
You're going to be in the gym is what you're saying. You're going to be in the gym. Winning the Courage Award.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I didn't even know until I was here just now. That means a lot to me. It's just, this year's been a testament, and my dad always tells me there's no testimony without a test. And I think it's just really amazing to be recognized for all the hard work I've been through, but also all the people that have been around me and have been supporting me no matter what. Just all my teammates that have stood by me, Maddie Wilson, Serena DeRosa, Ella Mutters, Claire McMahon, they're awesome. And then my family, my mom, my dad, my uncle, my grandma and grandpa, I have such a great support system, and it would not be possible without any of them.
Who would you like to thank in this moment for just getting you to this moment?
I'd like to thank my coaches, Coach Large, Coach Slick, offense and defense coordinator, my parents, my family. I mean, they've always been there supporting me, my buddy Sine, and just all my whole football team.
I'd like to thank my parents, always showing up for me everywhere. I'd like to thank all my high school coaches. Definitely a big support program at Liberty High School. Very thankful for them.
And what are those lessons you learned at Liberty that you'll carry with you forever?
Man, we go by TDLC squared, so we go toughness, mentally toughness, physically tough, discipline. I've grown as a leader and through discipline so much. Like just like I said, keep my head down, keep working no matter what. L for leadership. Like I said, leadership. I'm one of the captains on this past football team, and I was really high up when we won state 2 years ago, and it's meant a lot to me, and I've grown a lot.
Scholar athlete.
And you just got the big guy coming in, showing him some love, so I'll let you get back to it. Congratulations. All of our content is on our website at sports360az.com. Welcome back to our Sports 360 AZ National Football Foundation special. As we continue our show, who better to turn to than Claudia Collins with the recruiting roundup?
Everyone, welcome into the Ortho Arizona Recruiting Roundup. I'm Claudia Collins here at the National Football Foundation Bill Riddle Scholar Athlete Award Banquet. Today we're going to hear from so many athletes, coaches, and we're going to be asking for advice for the next chapter up and coming and seeing what advice they have for recruits who want to play football at the next level. So look no further right here. I'm here now with Samaya Taylor Jenkins, one of our award winners today, the Bob Cassiola Memorial Award winner. What does it mean to you to be honored today with the Bill Riddle chapter?
It means a lot for people to recognize my talent, recognize like not just my athletic talent, but my talent in the classroom. It comes with a lot of hard work and dedication, and I'm just so glad to be here and so glad to be represented.
Now, this is for the recruiting roundup, and you've already been there, done that now. So I just want to ask you what advice you have for the next group coming up in flag football. What advice do you have for them if they want to play college flag?
Some advice I would say is to keep going, never stop, follow your dreams, always support other girls, never bring anybody down, play like yourself, and play with some passion.
And we're joined now by Gridiron Arizona. You know him all over on X, and obviously you cover these guys year-round, and girls too. To see them recognized for the work that they do in the classroom and get to know who they are a little bit away from the field, what's it like for you?
Yeah, it's great to see this, both sides of it. You know, we're used to seeing them on Friday night in pads, you know, in the middle of a big game and everything. And obviously, these are the well-rounded kids. They go to class, they get good grades, and they do some community activities as well. It's great to see them get recognized for that as well as their abilities on the field.
Is there anybody that's being awarded today that you've particularly followed and watched and are really happy to see get recognized?
I've seen a few of the guys play last season. I mostly covered 6A and 5A throughout these guys' careers. I know Shatter Ridge has got three kids being recognized today. That's a school that doesn't get a lot of recognition. And then, of course, looking forward to seeing Coach Mons. It's been a while since I've covered him on a Saguaro sideline, but great to see him still involved, of course, with ASU as a coach, and then getting recognized for the whole gamut here today.
We're joined now by Coach Jason Jewell, and the first thing I want to ask you is you actually have a player that's returning here. He was our 2022 Lou Shaw Courage Award winner, Adonis Watt, someone who's actually interning for us at Sports 360 AZ now and is a total inspiration. What's it like to see him again, see him grow up, grow older, and do big things?
I'm very, very proud of Adonis, one of the most inspirational kids I've been around. The impact that he had on our football team was just amazing. A great kid. Brings a smile to my face every time he comes back on campus, and seeing him now, I hadn't seen him in about a year, just how he's grown up and how he's matured, couldn't be more proud of him.
And you got a few guys this year currently being recognized, including the Scholar Athlete of the Year. To see the work that they've done in the classroom continue to be recognized and shown in front of a crowd like this, what does that mean?
I mean, I'm going to brag on Brophy, right? So we tell our kids, if you want to come to Brophy, you're going to be challenged academically and athletically and do it at a high level. And both Case and Daylen are the epitome of scholar athletes. Very, very proud of those two kids. They're great players. Daylen's going to Stanford and Case going to Air Force, right? So we know that. But they're better people, and they're great kids, and they come from great families. And they're going to be very, very successful later in life.
I want to ask for the recruiting roundup. You are, a former host of the recruiting roundup. What advice do you have, for younger siblings that might be here or anybody that's watching these athletes that are maybe going on to play football, maybe not?
School has to be first. My advice to kids is never limit yourself by doing poorly academically. And these kids are the opposite of that. But you can open up doors for yourself just by doing well in the classroom. And obviously these kids are also good football players as well. And when you have that and you're a good football player, you're a great student, that's something that sets yourself apart on a resume, and it's going to set you up for success later in life.
That's all we have for this special edition of Brad Sesmatt's Football AZ. For everyone from the National Football Foundation and Sports 360 AZ, I am Eliav Gabay.
It is crunch time for Daniel the Draftnik, because the draft is this coming Thursday. We'll be at Harris Auction. Daniel, myself, and Brian Urlacher, the Chicago Bear great Hall of Famer. Lots of stuff to give away as we will be going through the NFL draft at Harris Auction. It is open if you'd like to come on out and give Daniel a hard time. No, I'm just kidding. Last year, you were able to predict a lot of the picks. We're sitting here a few days before the draft. Do you feel like it's going to fall about the same way, or does this year have a certain level of, hey, man, when we get to like number five, forget it, I'm done?
Yeah, I mean, last year was a really fun run that I was able to go on. I'm kind of still a little proud of it. But this year, This year is so different because at number two overall, I'm already like unsure. Like, there's a bunch of David Bailey hype this past week. I'm still a believer that the Jets are going to lean Arvell Reese. And then I've already mentioned it. The Cardinals pick is the hardest pick to protect in this draft because if they trade out, I think it makes sense. The team comes up for like a guy like Bailey or Styles. But when they're sitting there, they can go Francis Malinoa. There's, buzz about Jeremiah Love. There's, they can go Bailey, Reese, whoever falls. Like, there's so many ways you can go. And then you get to the Titans. It's like, are they going to go Jeremiah Love or Sonny Styles? So it's just, there's so much uncertainty leading up into this draft, and that's why I think a lot of people have kind of felt like it's not that top heavy of a draft because there's not that much solidified picks just a week out.
Last year, it was pretty pronounced from number one. This year, we're hearing the same. But, the Raiders are doing the right thing. Oh, we're kind of locked in, but man, phone's ringing. Is the phone really going to ring? Or is it, look, this is let's play this season and go after Arch Manning next year because there's no doubt he'll be the number one overall pick a year from now.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that there's no doubt. I think, Dante Moore definitely has a potential to be that number one quarterback next year. But in terms of the phone ringing, I'm sure it would ring. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets or Cardinals try to make an offer last second. But again, I just look at it and everyone knows that the Raiders are leaning this way. They've kind of prepared. Mendoza's already learning the system. You have Kirk, who's there, who can, mentor him the first couple weeks of the season or throughout the entire season. But I just feel like everyone kind of knows that the Raiders aren't going to move off this pick. In terms of the line ringing, yeah, it's going to ring, but is John Spytek going to take an offer and accept it? I really find that hard to believe.
Okay, so last week the conversation was about the Cowboys and Cardinals. And when the teams have multiple first round picks, there's always that, oh, this could be the way they go. I've heard the last couple of days in the agent buzz that the Cardinals would actually be trading out of the first round and getting multiple picks with a number one next year. And again, I think this all plays towards Arch Manning. You just said something interesting, though, about the Cardinals calling to move up to number one. If they were to do that, if they were to do that, that'd have to be Mendoza, right? Like, that would have to be Mendoza. There's no
Yeah.
one else that you're saying you guys are going to, because they'd have to mortgage outside of the third pick. You get one, they'd have to give up a lot more just to get this one player.
Yeah, it would have to be Mendoza. I don't see them going another way. And I think it plays into the part of we're all talking about next year. We're all talking about Arch Manning. We're talking about Dante Moore, but there's no guarantee the Cardinals will be picking top three next year. There's no
Oh, I
guarantee
don't know
that
about that, Daniel.
there, but there, I don't, I
I don't
mean,
know.
I think they will be, but you never know what can happen in an NFL season. You never know if somehow, Jacoby Brissett, wins, six games somehow. But
Wow. Are you
I
willing to
think
put
that
money on that, Daniel?
I am not willing to put money on that.
Yeah.
But you just, I, the NFL is so unpredictable at times. I just, I would have, I don't see, like, I could just think about the media after that. Like, if the Cardinals were to give up, let's say the three next year's one and maybe a two. Like, if they were to not pick Mendoza, like, I don't think they can live that down. That'd be one
It
of the
would be
worst.
very Cardinal-esque if they
It would be. It would be.
very
It'd be one of the,
Cardinal-esque.
yeah, one of those draft moves that we look back on and just be like, what? Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be sitting on stage with Brian Urlacher, who's the biggest Chicago Bear honk I know. You were with him last year. He loves the NFL. He's not dialed in on every last player on every last position, nor am I. But from your view, when you're talking with him about the Bears, because there's going to be a ton of Bears fans in the audience. What is it about the Bears that you look at this year with their draft and what may or may not happen?
Yeah, I think they lean defense in round one because the offense definitely has the pieces still. The offensive line obviously was rebuilt. They lost Drew Dahman, their center, due to retirement, which sucks. So they have to answer that need, but you're not going to answer it in round one. You look at it, they have the weapons still. You have Luther Burden from last year. You have Rome Odunze. You have Colson Loveland. And obviously, Caleb Williams. So I look at it, offense really isn't that need. Their edge rush was, truly pathetic at the end of the season, just to put it that way. Like, they need someone that really can set the edge. They have Montez Sweat. You need someone across from him. They have some decent defensive tackle depth, but you can also go there. I look at it, 25 is a real sweet spot for these back half of round one edge rushers like Zion Young. Akeem Ezidoor potentially could be there. If you want to take a dip on Keldrick Falk, he's that young prospect, only had two sacks last year, but again, has that upside that you want to see at a defensive lineman coming out of college. So I think it's going to be edge rusher at 25.
I'm sitting here looking at the draft, and I'm really intrigued by one player, and that's Jeremiah Love. Because I do believe he's somebody that is a game breaker. And yeah, it's easy to pick a running back. You're not going to say, well, there's this right guard who might be the impact player. I get it.
Yeah.
Do you have a player that you look at over the last 6 months as you've been prepping for this week and say, this is the guy that I'm really intrigued to see where he ends up going?
It's a good question because Jeremiah Love has been one that's been really hard to kind of pinpoint because
Right.
I should a top five team take him? I think that's a discussion for another day, but is he the talent that deserves to be there? Yes. I look at it and I hate that I've always come back to this player, but it's Jordan Tyson. And he is just such an electrifying receiver. I comped him a little bit. He has flashes of Odell Beckham Jr. to his game, the body control, the ability just to get open. It's such an interesting storyline. He works out today, the hamstring. I think when he gets in the NFL, he truly can be that number one receiver because he's already done it in college.
That is Daniel the Draftnik. He and I and Brian Urlacher will be at Harris Auction this coming Thursday. You're looking for a spot to go out and check out the draft. We will be there. There'll be plenty of prizes to give away. I'll go out in the crowd and screw around and let people ask questions and try to stump Daniel and ask Brian for his autograph. And he's going to be like, huh, what? No, but we'll have fun with it. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Thanks.
I look forward to it too. Thanks for having me.
We're back with more after this time out.